Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
of the music is also the amazing singer Shout Evenshai, and it's become a favorite song around here. And Stephen's in the background doing the Carlton, so it's a great evening. This is Deborah Lee, and welcome to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio chat group that hangs out at allpoetry.com, which is a huge poetry site that you could join for free. And if you join or are already a member, you can find us on the group tab at Team of Voices and tap on the door and I'll meet you there. If you are listening and would like to participate, the number to call is 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And if you're already on All Poetry, you can hang out in the chat room, and we will be posting the link to each of the poems that you'll hear, and you can follow along. We'd love to have you. In the meantime, I'm here with Jay Hatter, my big brother. Hey, Hatter.
Hey, Deb. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm glad you're here. And I also have Miss Guy Darkholm, who was
Hello.
Here all early. Hey, Sky.
Hello.
I have to tell you, without giving any hints away, I am working on the collab from AP and Hatter that will be on the show this Saturday coming up, and just so happens that Hatter used the word sky in the poem, and he can't help himself. If he uses it once, he uses it thrice, so there's always that. And right behind Sky is the dynamic duo from A Poetic Slice, Kay and Steven. Hey, you two. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Glad you're here. And right behind them is Miss Allie Sunshine. Hello, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you.
And I hear you're a graduate, so congratulations.
Soon. One more graduation to go, and I will be fully done. So.
Cool. Well, congratulations. And I am going to get us kicked off with Kay, the owner of the Poetic Slice Life, because I know that her and her hubby just got off a couple hours of radio at their group. So I like to start with them. Kay, show us what you got.
Okay. I call air, fight, and sacrifices of thunderstruck cyanide dancers, lightning lions. Did you see in the eyes of night the truth? Lip service without conscience is just weeping rainforest. Dawn to dirt is earth's drum, the hurricane mats of shadows, pages. Dark moon, tarot's altars, offerings. Wheel of mist, yarrows, bathing in voids of cellars below. As resounding thunder echoes its cask and wine to blood twixt veins. Cloaked in inkwells of green-black, her waistcoat bristling flesh, as a jasper of barbed thorns cradling in caustics. The phantom whispers of protection and tales the flowery quakes. Shivering penance in her countenance of marooned moonlit orchards. Rainstorms. Languid delft stardews her and misty millers seeking guidance. And poem.
My, oh my. You know, sometimes when you're finished reading, I feel like I'm going to be a broken record because it's absolutely, no matter what, it's not that the rest of the poem isn't awesome. It's just that there's always something that you put in there that starts me off like, man, I wish I wrote that. And in this one, it was that second line, oh my goodness, lip service. Without conscience is just weeping rainforests. So it's like, you know, lip service, just saying stuff even though you really don't mean it, without a conscience, so you don't care if you hurt somebody or how they feel. And to me, is just weeping rainforests is a quite beautiful way of saying shedding crocodile tears, at least to me. And like towards the end, there's another one that I was like, shivering penance in her continents of marooned, moonlit orchids, rainstorms. I mean, the imagery and stuff throughout this, like I said, not to take away from any of it throughout the rest of the poem, but I am totally blown away by the two lines I quoted. And then the emotion, bathing in voids. Just those three words are so sad. So, like, you look at that photo that you chose, and I mean, it breaks my heart. Instead of thinking of her as some kind of monster, it's more like her pain. And man, jealous of that line, both of them. This is really awesome. And before I get another comment, let's say hi to Mr. Prophet. Hey, David, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hey, Deb. Hi, thanks. I'm pleased to be here.
And I'm just about to get some comments for Ms. Kay for her brilliance. So let me start with Sky.
I thought this was an excellent piece. And, oh, there was a lot of images in here, a lot of dark and beautiful kind of image and emotion that you bring in with the weeping rainforest, down the dirt is earth's drums and the hurricane. I've really loved this section best with the shadow pages and the dark moon and the tarot's altar's offerings. I think you bring in a lot of images, a lot of possibilities there with excellent language. And again, too, with the emotion, how you bring in weeping rainforests. I mean, it fits so well. You often do that. You often fit two things that I normally wouldn't, but it makes perfect sense because rainforest is in weeping. But I don't know. I've just never seen someone saying the rainforest is weeping. And that is what it's doing, really. So I really love that, how you did that, how you put those together. Again, how you bring in the sound. You bring in that texture with the rain, but you also bring in the sound, the thunder and echoing. It's cask and wine, which I also love. Really wonderful brevity, and I think that you brought in many senses and emotion. It's really well done.
Thank you.
Fantastic comment. Allie, will you comment for Kay, please? Allie, are you still here? Okay, not sure what happened.
I am still here.
There you are. Okay. Will you comment for Kay, please?
Sure. Kay, it's not normally that I love the first line of a poem. However, I love the line, "Did you see in the eyes of night the truth?" It is such a stunning line, and I could deeply relate to it. Clever work and nicely done.
Thank you.
Very cool comment. And I don't know, David, were you here in time to hear Kay, or should I wait till after Stephen reads to get a comment from you?
I was just in the process of coming on when she was reading, and I wasn't paying attention to it.
No problem. I just didn't want to skip you, and Hatter dialed back, but I don't know if he heard it either. Hatter, did you hear Kay read before you called up?
No, I didn't. I had to reboot my phone. And it's not
again. Okay, no problem. Stuff happens sometimes, but I bet that Stephen would love to say something about her poem before he reads his own.
Well, yeah, I heard it.
I'm very glad you did.
I have to definitely agree with Allie, because it's that first line that really caught me right from the get-go, hooked me. I like that line a lot too. Did you see in the eyes of night the truth? Because in my comment, I even say sometimes it's hard to see the truth when darkness veils the eyes. I like that a lot. And the imagery in here too, I thought was great. The line that everybody else hooked on to about the weeping rainforest, I think that's great too. I thought, thinking of the way the fact that the rainforests are being cleared away and they're you know, kind of going away because of man. That's what took me, the fact that they're crying from that. I thought this is a very powerful piece, and I also like the line about the wine to blood, twixt veins too, because that makes me think of maybe recovering from a self-medication binge. It's an excellent write.
Thank you.
Self-medication, huh? Yeah, no, it was. I'm going to have to save that one because it's like so brilliant. Okay, now Stephen, would you like to give us the rundown before or after you read?
Oh, I could do it before, real quick. Let's see. Our next show is Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. It is the Poetic Inklings of Tomorrow, and it is another visit with the watercolor painter Agnes Cecil. Kay found a bunch more paintings from her to write to. Check them out. See where it takes your pen. That's 10 p.m. Eastern. Movement of Sound is Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to be looking at Foreigner. So we're going to listen to songs from Foreigner. We're going to learn about those songs, and we'll read a few poems.
Yes!
Inspired by the poems. Yeah. And Friday is something different than the request. It's another round of Name That Film with yours truly, Stephen, as the host. And my theme for this Friday's films will be summer. All the films will have something to do with summer. And that would take us to Sky, which I'm sure she can do that later, right?
Sky, you want to talk about yours before Stephen reads?
Yes. Next week at 8 p.m., we are celebrating the 1980s version of Excalibur. There's lots of themes, scenes, characters, quotes you could write to. Again, quotes, you can go anywhere, even if off topic from the topic itself. And also, I mean, when you talk about themes of Excalibur, there's a wide berth there. Bring a poem, celebrate the film, have some fun at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Thank you.
Awesome sauce. Mine's half done. Okay. Steven, show us what you got.
All right. Well, when I saw that picture, I had to go this direction. So I call this, As Bells Do Toll, Hell's Ghost Walks Wall. As lies pollute the Denmark air, father roots below the ground, uncle pouring cyanide into ear canal, but no voucher to be found. Grave diggers dirty with moribund dirt, mass burial outside the castle keep. Broken bones are scattered here and there, exhumed from where rain did scarcely seep. Poor Yurik, I knew him well. In youth he made me smile. Now the kingdom's lamb to hell, and teardrops mix with bile. Ophelia's dress did drink the river, pulling her down below, plucking petals as she sank unto the thorn of blackened rose. Bolt all the doors, call up the band, reenactment brings pine of light, poison blade to scratch the spine, all players fall to death's bite. End poem.
Wow.
It that photo definitely took you on a journey. As bells do toll, hell's ghost walks walls. That's a mouthful. Some great descriptions right in the title itself. As lies pollute the Denmark air, father roots below the ground. Those lies, as lies pollute. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Grave diggers dirty with moribund dirt, mass burial outside the castle keep. Creepy images there. Poor Yorick, I knew him well. In youth, he made me smile. Now the kingdom's lament to hell, and teardrops mix with bile. I mean, that's gross. You have really cool imagery mixed in with really creepy stuff, like the teardrops and the bile mixed and stuff. It's like brilliant, because, I mean, look at the photo. One guy's in a gas mask. The other person, normal, he's just a skull now. But, like, this is Ophelia's dress did drink the river, pulling her down below. The thought of her dress absorbing the water, being as if it drank the water, is really, really cool, Stephen. And reenactment brings pine of light, poison blade, the scratch, the spine, and you get sort of the fingernails on chalkboard kind of chills from that thought right there. So, like, then we go as they fall to death. I mean, this is a very vivid, creepy, brilliant use of the word bank and the photo, and I really, really, I stopped talking for a minute because it gets harder and harder to walk, talk, and chew gum at the same time, and I was scrolling over to see if it was a 10, and of course it's a 10. Congratulations. Excellent poem. Let me get you some comments. And, Hatter's call dropped again. He's been having trouble with the phone all day long. Okay, so I will go to Mr. David and see what he thought of Stephen's poem.
Oh, I really like that. I love the words that you used in this, Stephen. They're really great. The first line just jumps out at me. It says, as lies pollute the Denmark air. That's really a kickoff line for the whole entire poem, I think. Grave diggers dirty with moribund dirt. Mass burial outside the castle keep. broken bones are scattered here and there, assumed from where rain did scarcely. See, that's this whole thing is just dark as pitch blend, and I love it. I really like the way you put things together here, and the way the metaphors work with each other. I think this is an outstanding poem. Really well done.
Thank you, Dave.
Awesome comment. And Miss Allie, what did you think? Allie, are you muted? Okay. How about if I see what Miss Sky thought?
That was excellent. And, you know, it just makes me think of, and if I'm not mistaken, if I am, just tell me I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, I remember how fond you are of Hamlet, and I know you said it was due to a teacher that in some sort of school that really inspired you and hooked you on to the story or perhaps Shakespeare. But I know I'm almost positive you're partial to the Hamlet story, and so I loved that you went in this venue with this dark picture and in this direction. These lines here, where was it? The plucking petals as she sank onto the thorn of blackened rose. I really loved that. There were many things that I liked, but also the darkness, Sally Kingdom's land to hell and the teardrops mix with bile. I mean, the idea of teardrops mixing with bile, I mean, it's dark. It's visceral. It's very raw. I mean, if you say that and you think about that, the reader cringes. Just at least I do. I cringe, but it's very effective writing when it comes to that kind of description. I really, really liked that. And there was one more that I wanted to point out. Now I've lost it. It was here with the castle keep. I liked that verbiage as well, and the broken bones are scattered here and there, bringing in those images. And so the reader can really visualize the scene. I thought this was excellent. I thought you did a great job, and very well done.
Thank you, Sky.
Awesome comment.
Yes.
And it looks like Hatter's not going to be able to get back in. I don't see him. So how about if we see what Kay thought of this one?
Well, yeah, I thought this was wonderful because, yeah, you told me that when you saw this one, that's where you were seeing. So I like how you bring in the dust because, as I said, the dust that is there to creep in the air and not letting go until it has its way with others in the circle. As I said, the way I see it, it is a game of not knowing who to trust, sitting in with the wrong people, as that will only get you killed because, yeah, it was the story was of its own madness, a lot of madness, darkness, death, murder.
Yeah, everybody pretty much dies.
Yeah.
Awesome comment. All right. What I'm going to do now is I am going to have Sky read for Angel since while she's on the board and able to hear it. So, Sky, if you would do that, please, I'd appreciate it.
Hell's bells ring, highway to hell, by heavenly angel. A gray shadow passes beneath the moon. Swarm of bats and A gray shadow passes beneath the moon. Swarm of bats and demons. The unearthly, the ghostly, ethereal things, wanting to indulge in the taste of hot, sweet blood from innocence such as I. My every sense of full on full alert as I walk along, deep within me. I know that tonight, when the clock strikes midnight, all the evil things in the world will have full sway on the earth. Hell's bells will ring incessantly. In this, the smallest of silences, the sound of a scream penetrates the air. sending chills down my spine. Lightning is thrashing against the thundering sky to hail the arrival of intense evil, the breath of swarms of Satan's minions, causing my skin to crawl with its cold touch. My guts are churning in stark terror. I stare into the dark, blank eyes, black as night, with no soul, no life empty of light. May God have mercy. The signs are all in place. I have stumbled onto the highway to hell and home.
Brilliant read. Thank you, Sky. And oh, my goodness. This is it. Okay. Let me get off my shock here because there's no romance. and this is amazing darkness. Wow, wow, wow. A gray shadow passes beneath the moon, swarmed of bats and demons, the unearthly. Just the visuals in the beginning set the tone. Scroll down a little further. Deep within me, I know that tonight, when the clock strikes midnight, all the evil things in the world will have full sway on the earth. Hell's bells will ring incessantly. It's like, man, all creepy and brilliant. I'm so impressed. Where is that? Okay. Causing my skin to crawl with its cold touch, my guts are churning in stark terror. I stare into the dark, blank eyes. I mean, this, and then that closing stanza between the words, and you did a great, great, great job reading, Sky. May God have mercy. I mean, by this time, we need it with everything that she put in this. And I have to say, I love that it starts out with, or that has to, you know, the bells are in there, but that by the time we're done, we've stumbled onto the highway to hell. I think that that was a really brilliant combination of the, you know, both of the titles. Really, really awesome darkness, Angel. Really. Sky, you read. You want to comment first?
Yeah, I really love this one. I think it, I'm very, very, very partial to Heavenly Angel's darkness. I think she does a genre well, partial to darkness anyway, but I really enjoy her. I think this beats the Tweety Bird poem. We always talk about the storyboards, Tweety Bird thing she did for The Headless Horseman, but I'm telling you, this is going to be right up there with that one as my favorite. I think I'm going to remember this one. Just as I do that one, I think this is going to be in my, you know, every person, for me at least, I can, there's a handful of poems that I'm like, these I remember were my favorites, and I think this is going to stick to be one. It had wonderful movements. I really loved the movement. And while reading it, you could feel it, just the darkness, the tones, the language was brilliant. I really love the ghostly, ethereal things. I love it. I love when people write things in poetry. I mean, I know that it's so broad and it's just things, but to me, it's sinister because you don't know what things. And not knowing is more scary to me than having a, not knowing of what is out there is scarier than to know exactly what it is for me, because it can be anything. Your imagination is quite a brilliant thing. And then again, following the ethereal things with wanting to indulge in a taste of hot sweet blood, I thought was brilliant darkness. And again, great storytelling. And then when you get down to the causing my skin to crawl, and the churning, that's one, the churning and stark terror, I really love that. I loved reading that personally. I thought it really flowed together well. And then again, yeah, the line breaks too. If you notice, I don't know if this is purposeful, but the line breaks, it makes for that with no soul, no life, empty of light. It makes the reader kind of pause with the use of not only grammar, but line breaks in space to pace the reader. I thought it was great. I'll shut up now. It was a great poem, and I liked the use of the exclamation point. I like the use of the exclamation point. All right, somebody take the mic. I'll just...
Awesome comments.
My
thanks
one.
Again for reading. You rocked it. Let's see what Kay thought, please.
2 hours later. Anyway, Kay had to step away. Kay had to step away, but I'd be happy to comment because I think I'd be next anyway. Yeah, this is awesome. You know, Heavenly Angel, she doesn't write dark very often, but when she does, she brings it. And I think that this was written mostly to the lyrics of the song Hell's Bells, because I could see some of the lyrics in my head as she was doing it. And Hell's Bells is my favorite AC/DC song, too, because they used to, in the mid-90s, there was Albert Bell for the Indians, and whenever he came up to bat, they would start off by playing Hell's Bells, and the crowd would go crazy. So I love it. But I thought that this was quite dark, and I'm extremely impressed with it. And like I said, when she goes dark, she brings it, and I thought this was great.
Awesome comment. Thank you very much. And I assume that you're going to join your wife, so thank her, and thank you for calling. I appreciate you both. And before I get another comment, let's say hello to Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How
Welcome
you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, we're here. It's been raining like crazy here. We've got all kinds of storms going through, but it's clear right this minute, so I'm here.
Aha, okay. I'm just getting
Hello?
Some comments for the poem by Heavenly Angel that blew us away with darkness. So let's see what Mr. David thought.
Well, you know, the thing about Angel is, and I have to agree with what Sky said about her, she doesn't write dark, or Stephen, I think it was, said this. She doesn't write dark all that often, when she does, she's really good at it. It's like she sees both sides of the wall, you know. And this was really, really dark and scary. And man, it was. Well, I don't know if I've got one favorite line in there or not. I don't think so. I like them all. They're all really outstanding. Lightning is flashing against the thundering sky to hail the arrival of intense evil. That's a pretty way, good way of introducing that next stanza, I think. It's pretty cool. It really is. And I just really thought this was a great poem. Angel's good anyway. I like all the stuff he does, but this one's really stands out to me. Really well done.
Comment. And before I get Allie to comment and then read, let's say hello to Liquid Damage, a.k.a. Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Deb. Sorry I'm late.
Hello.
That's okay. Glad
Hi,
you're
David.
Here.
Good to be here. Hi, Allie.
I think she's mute. Allie, are you back? Are you muted?
Yeah, kind of.
Hi, sweetheart.
Do you think you'll be able to read your poem?
Yeah, just I'm struggling, but I can read it.
Okay, it's on the board.
There was a point in my life where I felt broken. I felt lost, upset, fearful. The woman in my life and my home seemed shattered. Something just wasn't right, but I couldn't quite pinpoint what it was. The house was dirty and not organized at all. I had teardrops streaming down from my eyes on my dirty face. Lots and lots of teardrops. Meals were not meals unless, of course, you count eating chocolate as a complete meal. as sometimes all I could afford was chocolate for the children and I. At night, I laid with my friend near my side, and a yelling or loud noise made me start shaking. It would make me cry. It made me hide under blankets. One afternoon, the children were shaking. It was hard to watch their little bodies shake. It was even harder for me to watch them sob in my bedroom to me. I picked up that phone and I made that call. When that woman arrived at my home, I thought we were going to be apart. Tears happened again. This time they were my tears. I couldn't lose my brother or my cousin. I just couldn't do it. So I asked my shaky boys, please can we stay together? And the officer said, if the foster family is willing to take you both, then that's okay with me. Thank God they were, because if I had lost my biological mother and I was separated from my brother, I have no clue where I would have been right now. Honestly, I'd be very lost right now. I don't consider my father a father, rather he's a dad. As for mom, her arms never hugged me, but rather they were used to connect her hands so that she could use her hands to open stuff up. Every day and almost every night, I still cry over losing her. But although I love her, I didn't like her. She passed from addiction. That addiction in my father took my mother from me. However, I love and like everyone in a team of voices. End poem.
Wow. I don't even know where to start. Thunderstruck was the perfect title to choose for this poem. There's a point in my life where I felt broken, I felt lost, upset, fearful. The woman in my life and my home seems shattered. Just that is so scary, sad. Meals were not meals, unless, of course, you count eating chocolate as a complete meal. Just the thought of there not being any food has got me in the gut. At night, I lay with my phone near my side. Any yelling or loud noises made me start shaking. There's so much powerful emotion that chokes us up to watch them sob. So many parts. I just couldn't do it, so I asked my shaky voice, please, can we stay together? Which it's always such a tragedy when we have to hear of children being separated from one another. So I am happy for both of you that you were not. Thank God they were. Yeah, because to have the overwhelming loss that you're already going through, and then to compound it would have been even more tragic. But the little pieces, her arms never hugged me, right? It like rips your gut out. I still cry over losing her, but although I love her, I didn't like her. That's really, really profound, because I have to tell you, there are a few people in my life that, you know, you do love them, they've been in your life. Usually it's family, and you love them, but you also are able to admit that if you weren't related to them, you probably wouldn't spend any time with them at all, because you really don't like them as a person. And that's okay. You're entitled to feel the way you feel, especially with everything that you went through. And I like how you totally turned it around and said, I love and like everyone in ATOV. And you know, sometimes people don't get that you can love somebody but not like them, but it's true. It's true. It just is. This is a really powerful, right, Allie? And I could tell by your voice that you had a hard time getting through it, but you did. Thank you for sharing. Let me get you some comments.
Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome, hon. Sky, can you hold on 1 second on that thought? Let me let Frank in. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hey, Frank.
All right.
Just in time to hear Sky comment for Allie. Sky, please.
Yes, this is a powerful piece. And, you know, I think pieces like these kind of confessional pieces, it takes a lot of nerve. It takes a lot of courage to write these things, to reflect on things, even courage with yourself to make those hard truths of not liking someone but loving them. And putting down on paper all those emotions, those vulnerable things that we've experienced as people, but not only to put that on and to be able to reflect on them, which in and of itself is very, I mean, it takes some people years to be able to reflect on things like that and to be able to purge in such an honest and open way, but also to put it out there is its own bravery as well, going even further into that, and to be able to say, this is my experience, this is my truth. And I think those that do, that are brave enough to do that, to do put themselves out there like that and are able to be vulnerable and to speak their truth, it's inspiring to other people that perhaps don't know how to find their voice yet, or perhaps feel alone and say, I'm not alone. This person has experienced things that maybe they're not the same, but they're similar to what I've felt and what I went through, and perhaps that I'm too scared to say, or perhaps don't know how to say it. And I think that for that reason, it's really important for those people that are brave enough to put this out there and to be as vulnerable as this piece is. And I think that it's beautiful. It's sad, of course, but the way that you express yourself and the way that you're able to do that is beautiful. And it shows your strength. Really well done.
Thank you, Sky.
Awesome comment. And Linda, will you comment for Allie, please?
I sure will. Excuse me. This was raw and honest, Allie, and I have to say Allie called me this afternoon and read me this poem because she felt that people wouldn't like it, and I told her then that she needs to put her feelings on paper no matter what, who likes it, because if somebody doesn't like it, then they're out. But for her, she needs to do this and put it down on paper and get it out and start healing. And we also talked about the grieving, about how long should she grieve and stuff. And I told her that there's no time limit on grieving for something. And however long it takes is how long it takes. And writing like this, getting your true raw, down to your core honesty out on paper is such a healing thing, and to be able to read it to people takes a lot of courage. And I tell Allie this all the time, that she's very brave and very strong, and she has to be to write and read poetry that's from her heart, from her soul, the bad stuff, you know, and the good stuff. But when you're trying to heal and you write about the bad stuff, it really works. So, Allie, I want you to never, ever be afraid to write and read whatever is in your heart, because it's good for you. And like I told her today, it's good for me to hear, because I was that addicted parent raising children, and it helps me to understand more how my children felt. You know, I took good care of them until I had to give them to my mother. I mean, they didn't go hungry or anything like that, but I wasn't there mentally, emotionally for them, or physically. My body just quit working, and And so it helped me to understand a little bit more of how they felt. And that's healing for me. So not only is she healing herself, Allie, but you're healing me as well. And I'm sure there's other people out there that can relate to your poem. And so, yeah, don't ever be afraid that somebody's not going to like it, because most likely they will, because you're an excellent writer. But if they don't, then it's on them. And but you've done something fantastic here. So thank you for having the courage to share it tonight.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Fabulous comment. And Wayne, I was going to put your poem up next and have you comment, but there is no SoundCloud. You know that, right? You're okay to read?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do
okay,
a live.
Okay, then
live
would you go ahead and comment for Allie and then read for us?
Yes, I will. Allie, this is a wonderful testimony to your past. It's a great detailed. It's sad, and I would hope to pray that it's some laughter in there sometimes. But it's a very good, sad emotion. It's shown very well. You did a great job talking about the past. Great self-description. Good job all around. Good job. I like it a lot.
Thank you, Wayne. And Deb, is it okay if I listen but do not comment for the rest of this? Because I guarantee I'm going to fall asleep at some point.
You're fine.
It absolutely is. But thank
okay,
you for
thank
calling
you.
Reed.
All right. This is a live version. I don't do great live versions very often anymore, but it's called Last Friday Night. It was like, oh, by the way, I used all the words in this one, but I made it where you could understand a little bit better. I used all the words in this time, too. And it goes like this. Last Friday night. Went to town last Friday night to watch the dancers strip. Wore black shoes. Wore my black neckties. Was looking hip. Highway ride was intense, listening to rock and Cadillac, pouring rain, lightning, decided to park around back, got a ticket, followed signs, arrived at the door about 10 to 9, signs were flashing, walls were dirty, no time to stand in line, air was stale, heard applause as the band finished track, ladies were nuts, running from man to man, putting money in sack. Couldn't tell the girls apart, except for the woman knocked up. Some of the girls looked like prisoners. One had eyes like a pup. Place was rolling, like a hurricane, with drums and guitar. Girls were shaking, playing an exotic swing every hour. Place was a hit, by last call, saw lots of thighs and knees. Ladies have guts, thick spine, can sleep or say please. Time to leave, reached back to my baby, she was in bed. Was her meal, that she didn't bite when given head. Heard phone ring, bullet, broken window, fire through spine. Old school gang, motor than will, they're no friend of mine. After the catch, all will hang, all hell, the noose is on me. Felt the bolt, laid in dirt to dawn, bells, no light to see. Could taste the cyanide, battery and sky, left home and hearse, no longer leading fighting. No can hitting land, no thirst. Cats cozy, I no longer on earth, no teardrop in sky. Ball game is over, push the button and die. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap, now have plenty of time to sleep. And?
I don't think the ending was supposed to be funny, but damn. That was cold-hearted. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Now you get plenty of time to sleep. Whoa, Wayne. Okay, where do I start? My, oh, my. I went to town last Friday to watch the dancers strip. Wore black shoes. One of my black neckties was looking hip. Highway ride was intense. Listening to rock in Cadillac was pouring rain, lightning. Decided to park round back. Awesome rhyme and flow there, Wayne. Showing off a bit, I say. Couldn't tell the girls apart except the woman knocked up. Some of the girls looked like prisoners. One, eyes like a pup. You crack me up sometimes. place was a hit. By last call, saw a lot of things. I'm sorry, saw a lot of thighs and knees.
Ladies have gut, thick spine, can salute or say please. Time to leave, race to bed. Wait a minute, where's that? Heard the phone ring, bullet broke the window, fire through my spine. Old girl gang, motors and wheel, they're no friend of mine. You're so clever, Wayne, and you used all the words, I never even thought about the word bank. You just flowed with this story and took us on the journey with you, and I'm still cracking up. I'm trying not to crack up over the last couplet there, but it's just so perfect. Now you have plenty of time to sleep. Really awesome, Wayne. You impress me all the time. Fantastic job. Let me get you some comments here. Frank, would you comment for? I'm sorry, Frank. I lost Frank. Okay, let me see here. I'm going to save Sky till the last comment because she's going to read for Pretty Bird. So how about if I start with David, please?
Oh, this was great. You had me smiling and chuckling to myself, Wayne. I had to agree with what Deb said about it. You always blow me away with your stuff. I don't know where you're – how you work this humor into so much of it, that's great. And, I like the third stanza that says, couldn't tell the girls apart except for the woman knocked up. That's pretty easy to do. Some of the girls look like prisoners. One had eyes like a pup. Place was rolling like a hurricane with drums and guitar. Girls were shaking, playing exotic swing every hour. You know, I used to play in a professional band, and we used to get into some of these taverns, and some of them were real wreck and room, I'll tell you, and this describes some of those places I played into a key. It really hit me dead center. I really liked this, and then the last couplet, dirty deeds done dirt cheap, now I have plenty of time to sleep. That's great, man. Well done indeed.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Awesome comment. He sure did. And Linda, what did you think?
Well, Wayne, how you put all the words into one poem is, to me, very interesting. But you do it, and you make sense doing it. So that's number one. Number two, I think writing humor is the hardest thing to do, to write, is when you can make people outwardly giggle or laugh, you know that you've hit the mark. And you hit the mark with this several times. That's number two. Number three is all around, the whole poem was well written. Your rhyme scheme was fantastic, and the flow was fantastic. So you've got all these things rolled up into a very cute, funny little poem that I enjoyed very much. So thank you for sharing.
Great comment. Because I know nothing better. Great comment.
Awesome comment. And I would love to hear what Miss Sky thinks while I get Pretty Bird's poem. Sky?
I'm sorry. I didn't even know I put myself on. I was just saying that, I love how clever you are. And I think, Lynn said it best when she said, when you can make people laugh outwardly, I mean, that's a wonderful feat. I really love that. I mean, your dark sense of humor is just brilliant. Your long line, end line, rhymes, slant rhymes, are always clever and really well done. And your storytelling and the way that you do that through the way that you write, you usually stick to the long line, end line rhymes, and it's not always easy when you're doing a story poem, and I think you do it so wonderfully. You're not afraid to use those slants, like I said. It flows through. The transitions are good and within each stanza, within storytelling, you know, and there's those details. Her phone ring, bullet, broken window. And also the use of those commas, those use of those action words, what's happening, it becomes very fast-paced towards the end, which also creates the reader having that feeling of energy and of, like, I guess you would say, a little bit of horror. So really well done, creative as always. I always wonder who's going to die in your poems. Never disappointed.
Great comments tonight, definitely. Y'all have great comments. Yeah, I just want to make people smile and laugh a little bit, and I'm happy. So I'm glad y'all like
it. Well, you're very good at it, sir.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Sky, if you would read for Pretty Bird, that's fabulous.
Yes, thank you. Thunder struck and lightning shattered my skin. Pretty Bird. Turned gray in storm skies. That pleaded for change in hurricane, that couldn't break through the new dawn, buried in the dirt of dreams unforgotten, keeping prisoners on late night, losing the light beneath the door of possibility, catching bullets ringing in rolling thunder, guitar riffs, a battery of women, and a barrage of teardrop tomorrows. Awoken in broken thighs through silent sighs, hailing cabs that never come. Girls fighting on their dirty, shredded knees, pouring over my shattered skin, looking for sighs, the disdain flashing cyanide side eye. Isn't catching fire, calling hell from small town, soundtrack yesterday. A man torn apart, guts bound, in silken neckties and patent leather dress shoes, knocked around in cannon fodder, toxic verbiage, tied in a noose, a perfect fit, standing room only first act armor, searching for gunmetal, running round the housing, looking for a landline or a lifeline or anything that doesn't steal the air from a thought. Can't hold up a phone hanging on the brass ring looking for the ride that doesn't see them leave before the applause. Drums cracking a spine into shaking walls. Feet where you only needed to ask for my submission. Head dancing in rock band radio station. One hit wonders. Singing songs that race time leading me home. Searching for what remains of shattered skin. Piecing together tomorrow's broken time, where she no longer exists, but I linger, and her broken sighs from my silent side, still hail cabs that never come. And
another amazing read, thank you. And wow, I would definitely say that this prompt spoke to our Pretty Bird. And although, as I said, your read was spectacular, we miss your Pretty Bird. Thunderstruck and lightning shattered my skin. Whoa. If this was a caption contest, her title would blow it away because it's, like, perfect. I don't even know which one to pick. Keeping prisoners on ladies' night, losing my light beneath the door of possibilities. Catching bullets raining and rolling thunder, guitar riffs of women in a barrage of teardrop tomorrows. Man. Pre-sale tickets and standing room only, first act armor. Searching for gunmetal, running round the houses, looking for a landline or a lifeline or anything that doesn't steal air from a thought. This is one of those, so many brilliant metaphors, one of those poems where you could just keep still in pieces, and then I could almost hear Sky saying, "Save something for me." I read. drums cracking a spine into shaking walls, beaten where you only needed to ask for my submission. Holy cow, this is kicking butt. Where she no longer exists, but I linger in her broken thighs, where my silent sighs still hail cabs that never come. This is powerful and emotional, and the images drive it, and the gut-wrenching feelings of sadness and ache is evident line after line. And I was scrolling down. Look, I don't know if she, I don't know, she must have used them all. I'd have to double check there, because like she listed them all. But so another, whenever you guys write with my word banks, the word bank's always a second thought for me, because I never, it never seems forced. It never stands out like a sore thumb. You are all so brilliant. And I always find myself in awe at the end of every show. I mean, man, isn't Catching Fire Calling Hell from Small Town Sidetrack yesterday's? I can't even, somebody stop me. This is brilliant, Pre-Bird. Thank you so much. And Sky, you read, let me leave you a few lines to talk about.
Yeah, thank you. You sound like me. Someone stop me. Someone take the mic. This was excellent. When you look at it as a whole, there's a lot going on. Of course, there's the impression of experience, of one experiencing many things, and what and how they're experiencing it. And you can see those external experiences with the concert type things where you think of those soundtracks. But there's also the personal experience when you get down to, you know, where was I? She wrapped it, which I thought was brilliant. When she speaks of the shredded knees and the cyanide eyes, and then you go down, and you go down to her broken side, where my silent sighs still hail cap that never come, which I thought was a brilliant way to end as well, because it kind of leaves the reader on like this cliff that's kind of like waiting, but still the sense of it, the tide never coming, pulling in. And the way that she wrapped, because she dropped it early on, and very subtly, she dropped that more personal element, I think, into the piece. With that personal, when you start to think and you start to examine experience through what you feel, she dropped that line subtly, and then she looped back, and she ended with it, which was very powerful. And if you notice, what I really loved about it was that it was free verse. However, there were these little bits of interline rhyme, peppered here and there, and I loved that. I know that some people say you should rhyme or you should reverse and you shouldn't mix the two. I'm not one of those. I really like when people keep a rhythm and they don't say, oh, I'm writing in reverse, so I have to stay here. I'm writing rhyme, I have to stay in rhyme. Instead, they let the piece kind of form itself, and I thought that it was elegantly done, really well done. Pretty Bird, and it was an honor to read. Thank you, Deb, for having me.
And thank you for hanging out and reading for me. I appreciate the assist. And we will talk to you soon. Dear heart, love and respect.
Good night.
And Linda, would you like to comment?
Yeah, you know, this was like had a really nice balance between abstract and concrete thinking. It flowed really nicely, and the imagery on this was like, wow. I can totally see where she's, what she was talking about. But and you're right, there's so many good lines in it that it's really hard to pick just one. So I'm gonna say, you know, needless to say, they're all fantastic, and I love the whole thing. But it just was a really strong and almost cry for for help, or not so much help, but a cry for assistance. And in the end, she never gets that. So it's kind of very sad to me, this poem. But anyway, I want to thank Pretty Bird for sharing it. And was that Sky that read it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and thanks, Sky, for reading. She did a lovely job. So thank you for sharing it.
I agree. Awesome comment. And David?
Oh, man. You know, I've been reading Pretty Bird stuff for a long, long time, and I like all of it. She's a wonderful human being, and she's a great writer, and this poem that she wrote tonight bears it out, that we heard. And I don't know what, you know, girls fighting on their dirty, shredded knees, pouring over my shattered skin, looking for signs, the disdain flashing cyanide side eye. Is it catching fire, calling hell from small town soundtrack yesterday's? Wow, I couldn't put something like that together if I tried, you know. It's dark, but it's so descriptive, and you know, you're feeling sorry for this person. After, you know, about three stanzas worth, a man torn apart, guts bound in silken neckties and patent leather dress shoes, knocked around in cannon fodder, toxic verbiage, tied in a noose, perfect fit. Toxic verbiage, I've been a recipient of some of that before, too. Anyway, this is a really outstanding poem. One of the best I've heard in a long time. So I have to say, well done, Pretty Bird. I missed you.
Awesome comment, David. And we all do, yes, for sure. And Wayne, would you like to comment for Pretty Bird?
Yes. This is what I'm talking about. Great use of the words and a wonderful story. I think it's fabulous. Sky read it like an angel. It's a perfect read. This is fun, and she did a great job. Every one of her phrases is not only a good phrase, but they're deep. It's something that you think about for a day. Every line I read, I can start just talking about that one line for an hour. But she had the ones like, she said, searching for what remains of shattered skin, piecing together tomorrow through broken time. That's just phrases that are deep. So she's a great writer and did a great job with this poem. I like it a whole lot. I think she used all the words too. So she did a wonderful job.
Fabulous comment. And again, appreciate you sending that poem in, Pretty Bird. And, okay, so just for the rundown, let me tell you where we stand. I'm going to read for AP, and then we're going to have David do his, and Linda do hers, and then that just leaves us with the recordings that was sent in by Phil and Frank. So if you guys would click on AP's, I will... for him. Okay, the poem is called Back in Black by A.P. Taylor. And here we go. Crafted of finest bolt leather, when it rests, much folded away. Linked in precision home together, salute delicate, an unfurled array. Cloak ties beyond home of ebon, dark calls awash within pleasure. Snarl present, ever the bite leaden, away chases light after treasure. Tremors collated left consume, outline of rock or a tree. Tracks catches here, darkness bloom, elegance flies off deep forest plea, shuffling a prince to canopy dawn, a kingdom sketches from the skies, receives leave while a frame spawn, shadows air questions and whys. End poem. So I think this came out awesome. between the rhyme patterns mm-hmm. he's got going here. And I like the thought of the crafted of finest bolt leather when at rest, much folded away. They do, best to me, they do look leather, linked in precision, home together, salute delicate and unfurled array. They're so fascinating because it's like pitch black in the yard, but they can fly around without fear using the echolocation, and it's a sight to behold. There's a couple that run around the backyard at night, and the nightlight catches them sometimes as they go through the spotlight out back, and sometimes you could see, like up in the tree, them hanging there, and it's just like, it blows me away. I see them, and they do. They have such an elegance when they fly. So it's like there's so many pieces in this. A kingdom sketches from the sky. I love that sentence. Just the image of that alone. But I also really like that he calls it a prince to canopy dawn. So like, some of the wording in here is really awesome. And then he's got the, again, you sort of forget that it even had anything to do with a word bank because it just flows so perfectly together. The snarl present. There's something about that, I guess, that little, those two lines give you a thought of what most of us see when vampire bats and stuff. It's something that most people don't think of as awesome, but I know that for a fact that one of the things they do out back is munch on some of those big creepy bugs that are all over the place. So they're like nature's exterminators, but they are so cool in how they get around and how they coordinate and the grace and beauty that's behind it. And of course, it would have been 10 times better if AP read it. But when he had told me he wouldn't be able to come and said he would need a reader, he had mentioned that he wanted to make sure that people saw that there's more to them than just vampires and from TV. So I think he did that quite beautifully here. So let me see. Let me start with you, Wayne. What did you think?
Oh man, I thought it's well written as well as all of his rights are. His rights are all amazing. His rhyme scheme is reads perfectly. The ABAB. His phrases are second to none. Say he got phrases like shuffling a prince to canopy dawn, a kingdom sketches from the skies. He just everything he writes just is so story like and just perfectly. It's a great poetic manner. His words are always poetic and a great flow, great storyline, and I like it a whole lot. Great job, AP.
Fabulous comment, Wayne. And how about you, Linda?
Yeah, I love the way AP writes. It's such a enchanting. He can take darkness and enchant it to where it's beautiful, and this is like a prime example of that. It's a very beautiful piece, and he makes the creatures of the night romantic and beautiful, and I really liked it, AP. So, and Deb, you did a really great job of reading it, so thank you for sharing
you.
It, AP. You're welcome.
Thank you for saying that. I hope so. Great comment. And David, you're up next. You comment for AP first and then read for us.
Sure. I agree with what Linda said about this poem. It's not gloomy. It's written in an admiring type of view, I guess. That's not a very good way to put it, but he crafted this poem and he made it really beautiful, and he and the way he presented it was lovely. And I used to, like you said, Deb, I used to watch bats fly around our streetlights when I lived in West Lynn, and we used to throw rocks up in the air sometimes, and they come swoop down past, and they thought they were something to eat, I guess. But anyway, I liked the whole poem. It had a really nice rhythm to it, and the way it was presented was really lovely. I thought this was really good.
Excellent comment. Thank you very much, and thank you for the poem, AP. And David, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm a big when I saw who was spotlighting the prompt, you know, AC/DC, I was right in there on it. One of the best rock and roll bands I've ever heard in my life. And Back in Black was one of my favorites. And black is my favorite color besides that. So, I don't know. I just decided to write for it, and it sounds like this. Once again he returns, viscous pitch blend Saturns, no applause from any clap. Ravens on the arch of forever morn, whisper chimes from hell's bells, croaking ravens whisperings torn from ordinance of sin never tells. Pink Cadillac, blistered chrome emblems from wrecking yard tombs in 1959, Reaper's scythe cuts all those gremlins, their red bullet taillights still shine. His black blade hammer forged with a Gideon alloy, Damascene lightning gorged its epitaph to destroy all those dead horse yesterdays it takes apart piece by piece. Size of the night, its warm ways, frightening teardrops rest in peace. Schoolgirl shaking cyanide shoes kill. Cat scratch platform soles that shoot to thrill. Cross town traffic dancers' hats. Real woman prisoners love being under her thumb. Her black art practitioners wish they could come. They like the way she smells, rode hard and put away wet. To them she never tells about the tattoo at the end of her spine just yet. Wheel woman rolls over the man in the moon, just yesterday's drovers. Her sweat-stained necktie swoons, her perfect feet painted toes in, back in black heels. Dream to bite within, likes the way it makes her feel. She's got a real crush on the Reapers. She likes his attitude. Most men give her jeepers creepers. She licks his sides most lewd. Careful not to touch the edge, sharp and drips the blood of yesterday's lost pledge. Dams up spent flash floods. She hasn't met the Dark Mother yet. I would pay to see that. She won't like it, I'll bet. Dark Mother's bad manners. She always back in black, my wife of the universe. I love her give back in rhymes, in rhyme or pre-verse.
I'm glad you did. You know, David, I was laughing because it tickled me that you were able to work her into this. But listening to you as you read, the excitement, the joy, the happiness that including her in the poem was really, really evident. Let me just start there. But like, okay, back in black, perfect. Once again, he returns, drips black and back in black, vicious pitch blend, soft turns, no applause for any clack. Ravens on the arch of forever mourn. That's really clever, Dave. Forever mourn. Love it, love it, love it. Whisper chimes from hell's bells. Let me see, where's the other? Pink Cadillac blistered chrome emblems. Wicked imagery there. All those dead horse yesterdays it takes apart piece by piece. Whoa. So many parts. They like the way she smells. Rode hard and put away wet. I was like, damn. I'm trying to find it. Okay, towards it, here go. She hasn't met the Dark Mother yet. I would pay to see that. That cracked me up. I would pay to see that too, Dave. She won't like it, I'll bet. Dark Mother's bad manners. You know, I think Dark Mother probably doesn't really have bad manners. She's just a jealous person, and she takes except people who pay David a little too much attention. And I bet you she fries him into gunpowder dust. But and somewhere, yeah. I can't find it, but somewhere in there you mentioned the love or the admiration, and I can't find it, but it's true. We all know that the character that you've created is near and dear to you, and it's funny is not the right word, but it's really cool that most of the people that participate in radio in one way or another are familiar with who Dark Mother is. So that's pretty impressive itself, David. So really fun to share.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Yes, I said, man, this is fabulous. I like the storyline, the rhyme. Hell, this is one of your best poems, I think. The balance is great, and you put the words together in a great way. Words like her perfect feet painted in toes in, black in black heels, dreams to be to bite within, like the way it makes her feel. And it's great. There's great wording. Everybody ever stands is good. It's a very entertaining poem, and I think it's a great, great read, and I enjoyed it a lot there, Dave. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And Linda, before you read, will you please comment for Mr. David Proppett?
I sure will. David, this was, I agree with Wayne, this is one of your best pieces. It's one of my favorite ones, anyway. It was thrilling and chilling, and I liked what Deb was bringing up about how when you entered the Black Mother, you could hear the happiness in your voice take over, and that was really nice to hear. But I like how you worked her in there as well. But your rhyming and your flow and just everything about this was well written, and I thank you very much for sharing it.
Well, thank you for the nice comment.
You're very welcome, David.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome comment, and yours is on the board.
We go. This is called Requiem for Man, Highway to Hell. A dragon with his heads of seven swept some stars away from heaven. He threw a third down to earth before the woman giving birth. The childbirth was God's one son, whose job on earth had just begun, but Satan had some other plans to conquer him, the son of man. And came a time we'd hail the beast. The evil now just wouldn't cease. But most of us had shaky spines and wouldn't feed the angel signs. Oh, that should be heed, the angel sign. Then on the head of fallen man, a mark was placed on the hand. It was a mark of 666, a sign of Satan's dirty tricks. Like ravens flying with wings of fire, he'll tell you things, but he's a liar. And if by chance you worship him, you'll feel God's wrath in the end. With teardrops rolling from his eyes, the Son of Man couldn't help but cry, stood at dawn and saw the dirt, then roaring thunder made us hurt. At end of times, the beast comes walking behind the rose he now is stalking. He'll find you there with horns like lambs to destroy you and the Son of Man. End poem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Requiem for Man, Highway to Hell. Your rhyme and flow is always perfect, Linda, but the details here, but a dragon with his heads of seven swept some stars away from heaven. He threw a third down to earth before the woman giving birth. I love that, the image there, the thought of tossing down some stones, stars
for the woman is like, wow, man.
Actually comes from the Book of Revelations, is where I got my information for this poem from Revelations.
Way cool. Like ravens flying with wings of fire. He'll tell you things, but he's a liar. I love that. I love, love, love that. Lindy, you are such a pro at telling us a complete, vivid story and doing it with this lyrical flow, with stuff like then on the head of fallen man, a mark was placed, and on the hand it was a mark of 666, a sign of Satan's dirty tricks. I mean, spot on. I with teardrops rolling from his eyes, the Son of Man couldn't help but cry. Stood at dawn and saw the dirt, then roaring thunder made us hurt. This is like epic, end of the world kind of stuff. And like, I happen to know, you know, that you just jumped on this today, and like, this story is fantastic. I want to keep going. He'll find you there with horns like lambs to destroy you and the Son of Man. I mean, just flat out, there's no question. It's done. It's over. We're all toast. This is brilliant, Linda. I really love where you took it.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Dave Prophet.
Oh, this was great. I love the way Linda writes. Her storylines are excellent, and they're always interesting, always fascinating. They always grab you right by the suspenders and pull you in. with teardrops rolling from his eyes, the Son of Man couldn't help but cry. Stood at dawn and saw the dirt, then roaring thunder made us hurt. At end of times, a beast comes walking. Behind the rose, he is now stalking. He now is stalking. He'll find you there with horns like lambs to destroy you and the Son of Man. It's definitely a end of days type scenario here. But it's put together so well. And, Revelations is one of my favorite books in the Bible because it's really trippy stuff when you start reading it. There's flying saucers and monsters and all kinds of stuff in there. And that's a good place to develop any kind of a storyline if you want to make it biblical or, you know, fire and brimstone, Old Testament kind of stuff. And Revelations is, you know, it's a really cool book, and I have to agree with you on that. But it's very, very, very cool poem. I really like it.
Yeah, I kind of took pieces from here and there in there because mm-hmm. Revelations is very, very intricate and hard to understand without having somebody who really knows it walk you through. So I didn't want to get too exact on it because my understanding is not as good as it should be. So that's why I just took pieces that I did understand and put it together.
Well, you did just fine on it, I think it's great.
Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome comment. And Wayne.
Yes. All I know is poets like you and AP and Deb, Dave, and myself, Rhyme Will Never Die. A great rhyme in this poem. I like all the rhymes tonight. a great rhyme, good flow, and it carries the reader through the poem. The biblical story was done tastefully and accurately. Thanks, you have a wonderful style, and we all have to have our own styles, and you're a great teller of tales. Right on. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Awesome comment, everyone. And the last two that we have are recordings. But before we do those last two, I just want to do the rundown. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., fingers crossed, is Pretty Bird Show, and her topic is the word commitment. So wherever that just led you is what she would like to hear from you. And we will not have a show on Wednesday because Sweet will be back next week to do her What If show that was postponed. And there's a chance that Hatter's going to do something on Thursday, but we'll stay tuned for that because I'm not quite sure. And on that note, I'm going to say we have our first show coming up on a once-a-month show that Linda's going to do for us. Liquid Damage, tell us what's up.
Yay. Yes, it's on the second Friday of the month at 10 p.m. Eastern. And my topic for this month is open poetry. Bring anything you want, old or new. Razzle dazzle me. And we'll have a lot of fun. I got some stupid jokes and some trivia and stuff to fill in the quiet spots. So there's never a dull moment with Liquid Damage.
I agree. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it very much. And then on Saturday night with me and Hatter and AP, it just happens that even though it's the 11th here in the USA, it's the 12th down under. And the 12th is AP's birthday, so we'll be having some birthday fun that night. And that's at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. So there's the next several things that are coming up. And if you look on the board and click on the poem that Frank sent for us, I will push his recording. So let me mosey on to the studio, and here comes Poetic Picasso. Thanks, Frank.
I cannot for my soul remember how, when, or even precisely where, I thus became acquainted with the Lady Ligeia. Long years have since elapsed, and my memory is feeble through much suffering. From my mere admission, I have never known such a woman as Ligeia, the once beautiful stranger I met in the ancient decaying city near the Rhine. For she is the haunting image of the radiance of an opium dream, or an unrelenting episode of another horrible hallucination. I dream about a stricken mortality of a fragile body, the daunting murmurs of her gasping breath within the cerements. As she rises from the dawning sleep of a saturnine and charnel abyss, when the midnight rain then accompanies the flashing lightning. Echoic sounds of eerie winds blow forcibly the fire of unbridled terror. The cackling crows hover above the protruding edge of the roof. The ghastly steps of a restless soul walk upon the nocturnal earth as a shuttle, like a black cat searching for the lover that had caused the dripping teardrops. She stands there before the door, drenched in the pouring rain, emaciated with her flowing raven hair illuminated with the lambent glow of her eyes. A wretched prisoner of a broken illusion, desolated in the moral storm. For death knell of doom resounds the tintinnabulation of the metallic bells. And I bear witness to the dreadful corpse of my beloved Ligeia. For she lives. For she lives. She lives. She lives. No. No. Can you hear her breath? Ha 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 ha
club.
Oh, <he's> right.
Wowza. So many great spots. There's something that breathy, creepy voice that leads up to the closing laugh is like some freaky stuff. I've said it before, but could you imagine being Frank's neighbor when he's making one of his recordings and there's this scary monster demon sound, and then there's this diabolical laugh that it would be like, what is that, you know? But, I mean, it's awesome. I dream about the stricken mortality of her fragile body, the daunting murmurs of her gasping breaths. I mean, just those images right there are so horrifying. And, you know, there was something in his voice this time, a sad compassion for this person, this woman, this ghost. The ghastly steps of a restless soul walk upon the nocturnal earth as a shadow. That couplet's amazing. Where's that thing? Like a black cat searching for the lover that had caused her dripping teardrops, she stands there before the door drenched in the pouring rain. I mean, the images are spot on. You can see the image that he paints with his words crystal clear as we go on. The death knell of doom resounds, the tintibulations of the metallic bells. I mean, you had sights and sounds and great metaphors before we even got to the creepy, scary laughter with the screechy voice before it. So, like, the dramatic king of reeds has struck again. Great share, Frank. And I'm going to go directly to Linda this time. What do you think?
I love Frank's stuff. I mean, he's one of the few people that when he's reading, which he reads beautifully, but when he's reading, I'm always waiting for the next verse because there's so, I just can't wait to hear what he's written. And I get anxious a little bit when he's reading his poems because they're just so fantastically written. And the way he reads them makes them even more fantastic, but this was really cool. He described her and his relationship with her and the opium hallucination was really cool. But Frank is somebody that I think is going to go a long way. This is marketable, his stuff, and I give him great kudos. So thank you, Frank, for sharing it. It was very lovely.
Awesome comment. And Wayne?
Yes, I was daydreaming for a minute. Yes, did a great job. It's well, a great performance, well story told. Every couplet was a story in itself. Every one of the couplets is just fabulous. You know, so I liked it a lot. I liked them a lot. Great job. Very interesting. And a great ending. Very good job, Frank. I liked it.
Awesome comment. And David?
Well, one of the stanzas that stood out to me really well in Frank's poem was where he describes her. It says, emaciating with her flowing raven hair and illuminated with the lambent glow of her eyes, a wretched prisoner of a broken illusion, desolated in morrow's dawn. The death knell of doom resounds, the tintinnabulation of her metallic bells. This has got some really outstanding descriptions in it, and it's just, you know, aside from the way Frank reads it, which is really good. The storylines are always interesting in Frank's work. They're always really dark and scary. And he writes them so that they appeal to any of the readers in just that way. This was really good. I just have to pat Frank on the back for this one. This is really good. Really cool.
Fabulous comment, everyone. Appreciate that. And thank you for the amazing poem, Frank. And now we have another treat. We have a poem by Phil the Poet. And this is the last poem of the night. And then I'll say something fancy about Back in Black, and we'll listen to the song and go home. So if you guys will click on Phil's poem, push play.
How many do you read?
There's a poem by Phil the Poet called Death's Black Beads on the Night Highway. He waits upon the highway at midnight, sitting in his hearse, waiting to salute those who dared to answer the curse, swinging his iron chain like a hangman's noose, motor flashing by like a bullet breaking all the rules. He's just biding his time, waiting for the rest of the band, at the crossroads where the lightning strikes the land, looks at his watch, then at the two faces at the back, then to the hurricane in the distance ready to attack. The air filled with cannon fire and smell of pouring rain, the dancers strutting with tattooed marks of Cain, distant drums beating out the rhythm of destruction, the girls gyrating with the universal thighs of seduction. The silhouette of a man standing alone with a guitar, a wrinkled, dirty, sneering face of a fading rock star. The door of the Cadillac opens to let the motor figure in. The driver grabs the wheel, putting the tires in spin. The guns call a response of the tolling of the bells, the gang of five shaking in the mortal shells. The chauffeur grins, the flames get higher, setting off into the sunset, destined for the eternal pyre. End poem.
My, oh my. Wow. When the photos started going out and Phil gave me his choice, I was like, wow, you know, I didn't expect him to choose the photo that he did. And then, which if you refresh, you'll see the photo that he chose. I just added it to the bottom in my comment. But, like, he turned around and he totally did this art justice. He blew me away with his details. Let me see. He's just biding his time, waiting for the rest of the band at the crossroads where the lightning strikes the land. Looks at his watch, then the two faces of the back, then to the hurricane in the distance, ready to attack. And the wording there, the hurricane in the distance, ready to attack, is really quite brilliant because they do. It's a full-on, the winds come and it attacks land and starts throwing stuff around. So ready to attack, I thought was really clever there. A silhouette of a man standing alone with a guitar, a wrinkled, dirty, sneering face of a fading rock star. I would never be rude enough to say what rock star came into my mind during that part, but I did get a vivid image of a particular person. I thought that the wording there was really, really cool. And at the end, the guns call at the response of the tolling of the bells, the gang of five shaking in their mortal shells. I think this came out fantastic, Phil, and I'm going to leave a couple lines for the rest of the bunch. But awesome share, as always. Thank you so much. Let's see. How about I go to Wayne first this time?
Yeah, I said, wow. I don't know what to say. This is wow. The way it's told is perfectly poetically perfect. It's dark, deadly, emotionally growing. It's not a place to go vacation at, for sure. I can see the images of this poem in my head. It's a great job, great description. I love this poem. Great job.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yeah, you know, like what you said about Phil doing this dark stuff, it's totally out of his genre, but he did it so well, you would think that this is something he does all the time. And maybe he does. Maybe he's a undercover dark writer, but I really like the story. Let me see if I can get my computer to. There's a silhouette of a man standing alone with a guitar, a wrinkled, dirty, sneering face of a fading rock star. The door of the Cadillac opens to let the diminutive figure in. The driver grabs the wheel, putting the tires in a spin. The rhyme and meter to that is just so perfect and such a awesome verse. But I think every verse in this holds its own. And Phil, you should be really proud of yourself for becoming a dark writer. So thank you for sharing this nice dark piece.
Awesome comment, Linda. Thank you. And the last poetic comment of the night goes to you, David.
Oh, thanks. I really like this. This was really aimed at the musicians, I think, more than anything else. At least that's the way what I took away from it. A solo of a man standing alone with a guitar, a wrinkled, dirty, sneering face of a fading rock star. I can think of one guy that comes to mind real fast, but I won't mention any names. It sort of alludes to some of these bands that we hear that are just kind of flashes in the pan. They're around for a couple of years, and then they do something stupid, and then they're just, you know, fodder for bad comments. The guns call at the response of the toiling of the bells, tolling of the bells, a gang of five shaking in their mortal shells, like the shopper grins as the flames get higher, setting off into the sunset, destined for the eternal pyre. Yeah, this is really, really descriptive, you know, and I think Phil did a really good job with handling what he was trying to say, you know, talking about just rock music and some of that stuff in general. And AC/DC to me, was always had something to say. Their lyrics were always fun. Their rhythm and their melodies and stuff in the band were really driving, and they pounded the point home to you like beating on a with a big hammer on a blunt nail or something. Phil did a really fine job with this, and I'm really glad I got to hear it. Well done.
Awesome comment. Great one to end the commenting with. Thank you so much, David. And before we get into the song, I want to do my thank yous. And, of course, starting with my amazing board members, Hatter and Sweet and AP. Couldn't do it without you guys. And to say thank you to Kay and Steven and Pretty Bird and Allie and Heavenly Angel and Wayne Gent and Frank, a.k.a. Poetic Picasso, and Phil the Poet, and Sky. And thank you to David and Linda for hanging to the very end with me. Appreciate you both very much. And since we celebrated AC/DC and the color black, I think the best thing to do is end with that song. So we will say that Back in Black is the seventh studio album by the Australian rock band AC/DC. It was released on the 25th of July in 1980, and it's the band's first album to feature the lead singer, Brian Johnson, following the death of the previous singer, Bon Scott. After the commercial breakthrough of the 1979 album Highway to Hell, AC/DC was planning to record a follow-up, but in February, Scott died from alcohol poisoning after a drinking binge. So instead of disbanding, they decided to continue, and they recruited Johnson, who was previously vocalist for Jordy. The album was composed and recorded over 7 weeks in the Bahamas. And as their sixth international studio release, Back in Black was an unprecedented success that sold an estimated 50 million copies worldwide. So on that note, let's end the show with AC/DC, Back in Black. Love and respect, everyone. Yay.
Love and respect, Deb.
Good idea, sweetie.
Thanks so much, everyone. Love and respect. Night.